Hi, everyone, and I am honored to replace Rachel since I can speak and she can't, health-wise, not eloquence-wise, and I'll do what I can. I did want to say, by way of introduction, that it's really, really thrilling to be part of this, because Prevention Institute, where I serve as director, really was founded to look at really creating kind of a focal point for primary prevention that cuts across topics and issues and takes the knowledge of one topic and applies it to others. And in my career, I've been involved in all the different topics that were described today. And I've worked in violence prevention for a really long time, and it's one of the difficult ones, and I'm glad that a lot of you are here to kind of help us talk this through and really to make a difference. I think that the issue of norms change and the issue of strategy is absolutely critical. And let me share with you a little bit about Unity. I wanted to start with this. This is a magazine that was actually handed to me in 1993, and it was one of the earliest magazine covers that talked about violence in very young children. And as you might be able to read, the bottom right-hand corner says, "The most pressing children's issue is not daycare, health care, or education. It's the control of violent crime." Even then they were saying that, and even now we still need to work to rewrite this to say the most pressing children's issue is daycare and health care and education, and those are all parts of the prevention of violence, and that these elements that we're describing today all fit together in work. We do a lot of work California and nationally on nutrition and activity in healthy communities, and the issue of safety comes up again and again. You know, how can we exercise when we can't go out at night? How can we go to a supermarket if we're afraid to get there, et cetera, et cetera? So the violence issue is critical, is there. Clearly the violence alcohol link and the violence drug link is another place we see it, but more and more it's just about violence in terms of healthy communities. So Unity is an initiative that we were fortunate enough to receive funding for that focuses on urban youth and violence prevention. And I say "and" because when you say youth violence, what comes to mind is youth is the problem, and we really want to talk about how violence affects youth. We're looking at a lot of these issues of framing where so that young people do not get blamed, but it's understood that young people are the group that are most affected. And our goal is to provide tools and resources, and in particular, we're working with the 45 or 50 largest cities in the United States, including St. Louis, for example, and Indianapolis. And we are working to really try and build momentum in those cities, but also to build momentum nationally. And I'm kind of excited because I'm starting to feel over the past few months like finally people are talking about violence prevention again. For example, Unity was the honored guest yesterday at the Children's Defense Fund where the Black Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, held a forum that we co-sponsored to really talk about how do we get violence prevention, primary prevention, back on the agenda of this country and how do we take it seriously. And so we're trying to foster sustained, and that's a really important word, sustained violence prevention efforts in key urban areas. And obviously it's not just urban, it's smaller cities and towns, it's rural, it's suburban. But the key word is sustainability. Not let's do it and have it go away in 2 years. We wouldn't have a medical person, you know, and say, well, I need a doctor for 2 years and then I should be fine for the rest of my life. We don't have an AIDS director or an alcohol director for 2 years in a city, county, or state. But somehow you're supposed to do violence prevention for a little while and then have it go away. And that's what we're trying to change. And we're funded primarily by the Centers for Disease Control. And also our California work is funded by the California Wellness Foundation. I'm one of the three co-chairs. Billy Weiss leads our assessment and evaluation efforts, and Deborah Prothro-Stith, who really I think is the person most noted in this country for really raising the notion of violence as a health and as a preventable issue, is our other co-chair, and she's obviously played a pivotal role in this. So some of our activities, we've been conducting an assessment. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. We're trying to talk about how do you talk about violence prevention in a way that's effective. What's the framing? What's the approach? We're learning a lot about that. Happy to share that with you. We're trying to get cities to talk with one another, city community agencies to talk with one another, people, representatives of mayors talk with one another, bring health people to talk with one another to really foster a strong peer network. We're also trying to take everything that's been learned over the last several decades and translate it into training and technical assistance because we don't have time to repeat the work and develop a national strategy, and a key word is roadmap. So we did telephone interviews with four key people in cities, mayors, police chief, public health, school superintendents, and they all identified youth violence as a serious problem, but very few reported primary prevention to stop it before it occurs. And the different people in a city had completely different pictures. They did not have a shared knowledge. One would say there's a coalition, another would say there is no coalition. Most importantly, we're creating a roadmap. So that we take what's been learned from the work before and say, these are the elements. Because people so often say, what's the program? And no city, no one program can do it for a city. A program can be important, but it's really only part of one of nine elements. And so we've created this nine-element roadmap. We've played around with that word roadmap, but we talked about it as a plan to help people get where they're going. And we're really talking about preventing violence before it occurs. And delineating, describing programmatic and infrastructure, but also providing resources and models, as well as helping cities assess. So nine elements is too many, it's too hard to remember, so we've broken the nine down into three categories: the who, the what, the how, it's leadership, it's prevention, and it's strategy. And when we talk about leadership, it's got to be bottom-up and top-down. There must be dedicated staffing, and there must be clear roles for key players. So the three key leadership roles, and I'm rushing through because this is not 12 minutes of work. It's years of work that we need to be building in cities, unfortunately. But our community engagement, political will, perhaps the most important thing, we need to understand how to build and keep building. But also there needs to be a clear organizational structure, clear staffing. The LA Coalition is a great example of that. Our nation's largest city, also the media capital, also unfortunately one of the violence capitals of the country, and they figured out a lot of the who. The what, and the what means prevention. And violence prevention is at the same time kind of a problem or a symptom or an outcome of other problems. So violence prevention has to do with education, it has to do with economic development. So violence prevention must address multiple underlying contributors through programs, through organizational practices and policies. It's organizational practices and policies that change norms, that become the tipping factor in the way several of the other speakers have described. And clearly we need communication and training. So the what is programming, organizational practice, policy, communication, effective communication, and training and skills. And finally, you know, there's primary, secondary, tertiary prevention, or the other way of describing it is selected. Help me with these three terms. Indicated, selected, and universal. But in work in Philadelphia, the young people said, no, no, there's a much better way to talk about it. It's up front, it's in the thick, and it's after the problem arises. And so we're talking about primary prevention up front. We brought leaders from 13 of the largest cities to our office in Oakland a few months ago, and we did prioritizing of programs and issues, and these are the upfront programs, things like mentoring, things like quality education, parenting skills. Also in the thick, mental health services, family support services, and conflict resolution, and also gang interruption. All critical services, very, very effective. And from a political standpoint, you know, mayors and cities have to be responsive in the thick. At the same time, they're responsive and have to also be responsive after the fact. And the two key priorities identified by all these cities were mental health services and successful reentry. So strategy then means well-coordinated and responsive. It's not just one program. It's not just one thing. It's not just pulling something out that works, though it is building on the strength and the resilience and the initiatives that are in the city. But strategy development needs to build a shared understanding and a long-term sustainable commitment. And so many of the keys to the partnership that you described in Indianapolis are key in violence prevention, the exact same things. So the key components, though, of strategy is we need a coherent plan. We need data, and we need to have an effective evaluation to know what's working. And there needs to be, I'll use that word again, sustainable funding. This does not work without money, which is why we need to build national momentum, which is why I'm so glad there are so many of us here together. Nearing the end, this is an example, cultivating peace. Salinas, a small community, about 150,000 people, but a farm community, the lettuce capital, so it's got very diverse population, lots of violence problems. The mayor came in and developed a strategy. We worked with her. Now she bubbled up with term limits. She's now in the assembly and immediately became the chair. She created a new committee for California, Select Committee on Violence Prevention, and talking about how do we implement coherent strategy across the state. And we know when we do it in several states, it starts to bubble up. We are going to make this once again a national priority. Very specifically in terms of our help, we have a lot of information on our website. We don't have a full web-based toolkit yet, but we will have it within probably a couple of months with lots of the kinds of information that you see here. A quote from Jack Calhoun, formerly the founder of the National Crime Prevention Council: several locales in the United States have distinguished themselves in the fight to reduce crime. At the heart of successful implementation of community-wide approaches is a deliberate process, bringing together formal and informal leaders to establish the priorities for action. We're starting to get it straight. We do have a strategy we need to implement. We need to win hearts and minds across the country. I think we're really succeeding. I talk very fast. There are a lot of resources on our website. This is one I particularly wanted to highlight because we worked very hard. We need a new generation of leaders, and Prevention is Primary is a textbook. Honored that my colleague from Sydney just bought one of those, he mentioned to me. And Chapter 14, written by our partner Deborah Prothro-Stith, is on strengthening the collaboration between public health and criminal justice to prevent violence. But the textbook is really about the panel. It's really about all the different elements. Please help me spread the word. We make almost 50 cents on every copy. Obviously, it's a labor of love, not a labor of money. But we need to get a new generation educated on that kind of work. That's our website. Please give me your card, and I'll put you on the database or take my card and make sure that we can let you know what's happening with Unity. I actually had forms to fill out, and I'm happy to say, having had the reception yesterday and a prior presentation today, that they all got used up. So I think we're winning, but we have to really push very hard. Thank you for an extra minute or two for that.